Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. I know, settle down. I'm excited too. She is the daughter of the founder of Bottom Line Publications. She's the president and CEO, second generation, great American publishing company. I love this story. For I don't know how many decades their family's been doing this. The Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly print publication, also online too. And of course, their yearbooks, the Bottom Line Yearbook, the Brain Boosting Secrets Yearbook, the Women's Book, and all that. It's a great little company. And Sarah joins us once a month to share some thoughts with us that are in the Bottom Line Personal publication. Sarah, welcome back.
Thank you so much. And we're getting the 2020 yearbooks all ready to go.
All right. I'm looking forward to getting my copy. So, Sarah, one of the things you guys covered in one of your recent publications is something called power napping. Now, we've talked about this a little bit on the show in the past. It's been a while, though. And I was reading this article, and I got to looking at that, and I thought, you know, when you get to be my age, the napping kind of takes care of itself. You don't really have to, you don't have to plan it. It kind of takes care of itself. What do you think?
Well, you know, I have never been a napper. Even after my children were born and I was on like 2 hours of sleep a night, I personally never been a napper. That said, napping, so many studies about the health benefits of it. Harvard study about nappers are 37% less likely to die from heart disease or stroke in a 6-year period. Napping works. Napping in the afternoon definitely works to improve your cognition, to improve your energy, you name it. A little bit of a 30-minute nap in the afternoon, not too late, like between 1 and 4. You know when, like, that afternoon time?
Right after lunch, right?
Right
after the Mexican restaurant lunch, right?
Well, exactly. But, see, like, Europeans have it right.
Right.
You know, they shut down in the afternoon.
Well, siesta, the Latin folks have it right, the siesta, yeah. Not only that, but... But in the Middle East, it gets so hot in the middle of the day, they go home. They literally shut their businesses at 1 o'clock. They lock the door at 1 o'clock, and they don't come back till 4. They go home for 3 hours, and then they work to 7 or 8 at night.
They do. They do. So that we don't do. Well, some of us work that late. But, yeah, so napping, if you want to know how to nap, 30 minutes in the afternoon, stick an alarm on. Just go to a quiet place.
Yeah, I read in the article it said something about 15 minutes. 15 minutes is, you know, I don't agree with it. And I could say maybe 20, at least 20, but maybe as much as 30. Do you need to set an alarm? Should you do that? I mean, could you sleep beyond that?
They suggested, our experts suggest that you set an alarm, because the thing is with a nap, it's a refreshing thing. You don't want to go into that deep REM sleep.
Just rest.
Right? So it has to just stay at that kind of light level. Now, here's a couple options. If you really can't nap, a couple other things to kind of re-energize yourself. You can go 20 minutes of walking in the woods. So we had another piece about just 20 minutes of sitting or walking in nature reduces that stress and is refreshing. Go sit outside. Go for a walk in the park.
Find a place, so wherever you are, wherever you live, find a place where there's water. And I don't mean a little fountain necessarily. I mean find a river, a lake. Somehow get to that place and sit beside it. There's something about water that just settles you down.
Yes, unless you have to get up and run to the restroom.
especially if it's running water. I mean, if you can find a stream or something like that, yeah, hit the head before you go. But I mean, I'm telling you, water, humans are primordially drawn to water.
Well, we were in water for 9 months before we came out.
Well, not only that, but I mean, if you look at all the great settlements in the world, There's water nearby. They were saying, yeah. I mean, it's an essential element for our existence. And humans, whether we realize it or not, I mean, from our food to what we drink. So water is a natural thing for humans. And so find it.
It's true. Now here's another tidbit, though. Let's go.
No.
Don't get enough sleep.
You're gonna. All right. So I want to get into that in a minute. That's in the next segment.
Okay.
I want to say this. But so I need
you. Don't let you be in charge.
I need your website. Yeah. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Give me your website. I need your website, please.
BottomLineInc.com.
All right.
Subscribe. You can read. You can listen to the blogs. And
your blog is there. Your blog is there.
Is
it a blog or a vlog?
It is a blog. I have a podcast and I have a blog.
Yeah, the podcast. That's where you can see. Can they see your face in the blog? In the.
You can see my picture.
A picture. Okay, that's worth the trip, folks. Quick break. 22. Right back with Sarah Heiner. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.